Immigrants in the U.S. must be citizens in order to vote in general elections. But next month, San Francisco voters will decide if non-citizens will be able to vote in certain other elections for school board. It's Proposition N on the San Francisco ballot. Here's reporter Sarah Tan with more.
About 10 families are gathered near San Francisco's Civic Center on a Tuesday night in September, nervously waiting for a Board of Education meeting to start. They're holding signs that read, "Yes on N." But the catch is, many didn't have the chance to vote for the elected officials they've come to see. This is because right now in San Francisco, people without citizenship are not allowed to vote for school board members, even if their kids are enrolled in the district. But Prop N would change that for many parents. Parents like Lourdes Doberganes, who has 4 children in the city's public schools. She says, without being able to vote, she can't advocate for her kids.
Y yo quería que la sacaran porque no era buena maestra, perjudicó mucho a mi hija.
It was the case of a bad teacher, and as a parent, I felt that I should have the right to say something, but my situation didn't allow me to exercise a right to ask for the district to remove her.
According to the Mission Economic Development Agency, or META, more than half of the city's public school students have at least one immigrant parent. And policy manager Gabriel Medina says the right to vote could also help parents feel more invested in their school district.
And we know from the data that when parents are more civically engaged, their students are more likely to attend school more regularly. They'll be more likely to enroll in more academically rigorous programs, more likely to graduate.
Inside the meeting, school board members discussed Prop N, and they unanimously voted to support it. School board member Sandra Lee Feuer is the motion's co-author.
We want our immigrant parents to actually be more engaged, to give us the voice. This is those students that actually have the most to gain and the most to lose.
So if the entire school board supports granting the right for immigrant parents to vote for board members, then it seems like a no-brainer, right? Well, apparently not. Similar measures have come up twice before, in 2004 and 2010, and San Francisco voters rejected them both. Howard Epstein is a spokesman for the San Francisco Republican Party.
Basically, we believe that voting is the right of citizenship. Prop N does not distinguish between people who came here legally and people who are here illegally.
He also says it could create a precedent for non-citizens.
So they're going to say, well, if we're going to vote for school board, why can't we vote for governor? Why can't we vote for president?
And anyway, he doesn't think the right to vote really affects parenting.
I think if parents, if they're good parents, let's forget their legality, they're going to help their kids with their schoolwork. They're going to be involved whether they can vote for the school board or not.
Over in Chinatown, parents at the neighborhood YMCA are taking a different stance from Epstein in organizing support for Prop N. Unun Che is a parent leader for Chinese for Affirmative Action. Though she herself is a citizen, she says many immigrants are not because the naturalization process can be lengthy.
The process of naturalization is very difficult. It takes 5 years before you can even qualify to naturalize. But their children are already in the school district. They're already enrolled in school. And this is a very basic right for a parent to have a voice in their children's educational success.
Non-citizens have already gotten the right to vote in school board elections in some U.S. cities, including Chicago, Illinois, and Cambridge, Massachusetts. And if voters say yes to Prop N, non-citizens will also have that right in San Francisco. For Cross Currents, I am Sarah Tan.